you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can get Melanie some help. Hey, guys, need some big-time advice on this one. 10 years ago, when my husband and I were expecting our first child, his mother made us promise that if we ever took our kids to Disney World, that she'd be allowed to go with us as she's never been.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we agreed. We finally have the funds and time to make the trip with our two kids. But mother-in-law has had numerous health concerns over the last year, and her health is unsteady at best.
Mm.
To make things worse, my cantankerous father-in-law is reluctant to let her out of his sight. He also has numerous health concerns and is unable to walk for extended periods of time. So I'm afraid that bringing them along would not only hamper our ability to enjoy the trip, but I'd be playing the role of nursemaid the whole time.
Mm.
I'm hesitant to even tell them about our travel plans. Are we still obligated to invite them?
Well, that's a tough one, because it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't sort of thing.
I know, and especially if they can't walk. I mean, there's a lot of walking involved when you go to Disney.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Lots of walking.
They can get mobile scooters or things like that if they need to.
Yeah.
You know, those are available, obviously, an added cost to the trip. But, it's hard for us to just lay a judgment without knowing the dynamic you have between your mother and father-in-law, and like, hey, is it a great relationship, or is it one where it's like, you know, there's the passive aggressiveness or things like that? You know, it's like, we don't know quite that dynamic, but
she used the word cantankerous.
Yeah, she did.
There is that. But, and I'm wondering, have they brought it up in the 10 years? Like, hey, did you guys ever find a time to go to Disney? We're still wanting to do that. I don't know if she's brought that up. I feel almost like, though, you can't not go and not tell them. Or you can't go and not tell them. Like, I feel like maybe you approach it, the invitation with, I know we talked about this years ago, but now kind of your health is different. What are you guys thinking?
My thought is that it is a constant reminder, because I don't think that this would even be an issue for her if it was brought up once and never brought up again.
Never mentioned again.
Yeah, because if it was never mentioned again, that's an easy out. You just go and you're like, oh, well,
that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was and I think you could probably backpedal out of that pretty easily. But it sounds like it's something that has been at least discussed since then. Like, oh, you know what? Can't wait to take that first trip with the grandkids.
Have you thought about when we're going to go?
Yeah, type of thing for sure. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Kelly, in that you've got to reach out and at least say something to them.
But maybe acknowledge in the invitation that, hey, I know when we originally discussed it was 10 years ago, and now you guys are kind of having some, you know, health concerns.
What are your
thoughts?
Traveling
is not the best idea for you now. Just want to know what you feel comfortable with and see how they approach it.
But then are you going to agree with what they say? No, we're good. Let's do it. And you kind of know, quote, better. I don't know. Tell me if you've been in this situation and what you did. All right. Your story, 502-795-1997. Doesn't necessarily need to be Disney. It can be any sort of trip or any sort of thing like this where a promise was made a while ago. Or just let us know how you would approach it, okay? 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories on the way. It's group therapy. Melanie wondering if she still needs to honor a promise she made 10 years ago to take her in-laws with them to Disney. They can finally afford it. Circumstances change, though. In-laws' health conditions are not great. So she's like, am I still obligated to invite them to the most magical place on the world?
Oh, goodness. I mean, they have mobility issues. There is a lot of walking involved going to Disney parks. So she's got a valid concern. You know, they want to still make sure that they have the ability to get around and see all the things they want to see when they're there, but they don't want, you know, the in-laws to feel left out.
Yeah, Mallory checks in and says if their health is that bad, their doctors may not even clear them to travel that far, whether that's flying or driving. I would just tell them they need to talk to their doctors first.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Ashley's all like, hey, the in-laws should completely understand if they're not invited. My in-laws aren't in any condition for Disney either, and they would completely understand. Why would they put their already poor health in more danger?
That is true, but I feel like since it was discussed about this particular trip 10 years ago, I feel like they still need to discuss it with them and give them a heads up that they were wanting to plan the trip. And I know that they've discussed it in the past of them going along, but now in light of the recent health issues, not sure if it's a good idea. What are your thoughts?
Now, Amy, you went through this exact same thing.
I was, yeah. So my mother-in-law and father-in-law both require, like, mobility scooters to get around.
Uh-huh.
And so, for long distances. And so we went to Disney World the year before last. So we did all four parks. The thing that we did was we took them to Magic Kingdom. That was the one that they wanted to go to. So they did one day of Magic Kingdom with us. And we did Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good plan. So, and then you can leave them to, like, hang out by the pool and relax while you guys go and explore all the other
parks.
That's exactly what they did.
They weren't able to do Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. So we just took them to Magic Kingdom. She wanted to see the castle. We had a great time. It was a wonderful trip. And it was a great, like, compromise because they got to go see the kids with Disney. And it wasn't too much for them. But I will say rent the scooters from somewhere else because Disney doesn't have a whole lot of them, and they almost didn't get a scooter that day.
Oh, good tip.
Okay, yeah, that's a plan ahead kind of a thing. Got it.
Amy, that's great advice.
Yeah, so that would be my, like, compromise. And then you're not going to be, like, taking care of them the whole time. You'll have time to have fun with your family, and they'll still
feel included, yes.
Exactly.
I love it. Amy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and a lot of people think she solved it. I was going to say, a lot of people are kind of checking in with that same similar sort of thing. Ashley says, my mother-in-law goes to Disney with us, and she's not in the best health, or can she walk very far? We always stay at the hotel in the park. We hit up the parks early. When she's ready, she rents a scooter so she doesn't have to walk and meets up with us. If she gets tired, she just goes back to the hotel when she's ready. And she said it's nice because we can help, or she can help with the kids if one of them doesn't want to ride something, or she can hang out at the pool at the hotel if the other older kids just want to swim. It's a win-win. So
that's awesome. I think there's different ways that you can incorporate them into the trip without expecting them to walk the distance of every park you want to go to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say every park, every single thing. Yeah, I like that. Like, I kind of changed my point of view, because at first I was like, yeah, just go. Like you know, I'm like, you know what? Just go. It's going to be a nightmare situation. You don't want to do
that. Share the pictures with them later.
Yeah. And now, you know, with those other, options, I think that's a good idea. Better way to approach this.
And, you know, when we went to Disney, just because of the schedules, there was one day where I was able to hook up with my sister and her family and our parents. And we spent the day at Magic Kingdom. And that was because they were in town for a soccer tournament. And then because we were both going to be at the same time, my parents decided to come. And so, we spent one day in one park, all of us together. And it was the best thing ever.
There you go. All right. Well, hopefully, Melanie, this gives you a little perspective and gives you a little insight into what you should do. But keep us posted. Have fun. And thanks for reaching out to us. That's Group Therapy.